So someone like me, competition has been in existence for years. However, the principal, Siobhan Lee, circulated an email throughout the staff to promote the competition. And this is actually the first time that I was aware of the competition. So I researched the competition and I thought it would be a lovely idea for the children to get involved and to educate the children on disabilities, both visible and invisible, to promote awareness of additional needs and to discuss how our school is inclusive and accessible for all. So we did an audit then on our school and the local village of Kinloch in relation to how it is inclusive to everybody. And as a result then of the findings, we realised we could make it more accessible and inclusive.
How much preparation went into making the project between yourself and the students?
Yeah, so a lot of preparation, Sean, went into creating this 3D project. So we began the project at the start of November. First of all, brainstorming our ideas on the board, choosing the local businesses and organisations that we could include, and unfortunately we couldn't include all of them. We then researched what resources were available in the local community and what changes that we could make. So the children then formed into small groups, and this is really where the fun began. They planned and designed and created 10 accessible and inclusive buildings such as McGowan's Bar in Kinloch and Devour Coffee Shop using cardboard boxes. They also brought in Lego characters and I provided them with some decorations as it was in the lead up to Christmas, for example Christmas trees and lights, etc. I then printed off some logos, windows and doors to add to the buildings to make them look as real and as alike as possible. And with the help of Miss Daly then, myself and herself put together the project in the evening. So all in all, it took about 3 weeks with about 2 hours allocated each day. But the most common question in the morning was when the children came in was, "Teacher, are we doing the project today?" So this just showed that the children loved working and designing the project and bringing their creativity to life.
You spoke about their excitement there, you know, of actually putting the work into the project. How were they feeling after they won the competition and how will you celebrate?
So in December, we actually received the most exciting news to know that we were the senior county winners for Leitrim. And then we were invited to the award ceremony there on the 28th of January in Dublin City Hall, along with all the other counties that had won. So nobody actually knew who had won the national county winner until the day of it. So we were absolutely delighted to be the county winner, never mind the national winner. So whenever the presenter, Clara, announced our school, it was just, we were speechless, to be honest. So there was, unfortunately, we couldn't bring all 28 children with us. It just wasn't logistical. So 3 children were chosen out of a hat, 3 lucky children. However, the other 25 were watching it live from the classroom, and Miss Daly explained that it was like Christmas morning whenever we were announced. We were shocked speechless and were so honoured to be the senior national winners with over 2,700 entries across Ireland. There has been little classwork done and absolutely no homework done this week. So to celebrate this amazing achievement, we are actually holding a community assembly day on Tuesday the 11th of February in our school in Kinloch. And this is open to the community and the parents, the grandparents, friends and everybody to showcase this and present our wonderful 3D project. I'm sure it'll be an amazing day.
Would you like to give a shout out to all your students as well?
Yes, so I'd love to give a shout out to my third class, my 28 amazing little third class students in For Masters National School Kinloch. I'm so very proud of them and all their hard work they've done. I'd also like to thank Siobhan Lee, the principal, for all her support, Mrs. Daly for helping me put the project together, Charlie, the caretaker, for his help over the last few weeks, and my dad, Liam Duffy, for transporting the project to and from Dublin so that everybody could see how amazing this 3D project was.